have the exciting, we have the epic return on the channel of the man who needs no introduction to this audience. The man who excels at being the Mel Jamel. The man who holds a dual PhD from Woke U to go along with his dual purpose cucumber. The man who is undefeated in the light heavyweight division of huge embarrassing failures. He has held on to the crown of huge embarrassing failure for nearly the past 10 years. We have seen many aspiring failures in that time try to take his crown. But no one, and I mean no one, does failure like Bomani Jones. Ooh, the Bobo. I see you, Bobo. I see what you're doing here. The Bobo has failed to generate one headline in the mainstream media in the past 6 or 7 months. Now, you would think someone hosting a daily podcast on mythical racism, a podcast that supposedly made the top 10 this past year of most listened to sports shows. I find that incredibly hard to believe, since this YouTube channel right here gets more views, even on a bad month, than Right Time to Be a Loser with Bobo the Bruiser. Now, you would think a supposedly important voice in media like Bomani Jones, with a daily podcast produced by ESPN, would at least be generating headlines once a month, once every 2 months, once a quarter. But that's not the case. Bobo has been languishing in irrelevancy since April. The only reason he was making headlines at the beginning of the year was because ratings for that dump he hosts on HBO were lower than Mr. Clean infomercials. The media back then was excited. They had finally found someone who could make the WNBA audience seem large. Remember back in high school how every grade had that one beautiful girl? She knew she was gorgeous, she knew all the boys liked her, but she still suffered from low self-esteem. She didn't see herself the way everyone else saw her. So what did she do to make herself feel better, to make herself even more beautiful? She always found the 2 or 3 ugly ducklings and made them her best friends, her besties. It was the hot girl hanging out with the future Rachel Levines. I am thinking CNN used that same strategy this morning, because I cannot think of any other reason why they would invite Bomani Jones onto their morning show to talk about Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State for Colorado. Bomani Jones? Really? Bomani Jones? That's the best sports guy CNN could get? Was Stephen A. Smith unavailable? Was Shay Shay Sharp too busy participating in another shirtless photo shoot, hoping the right guy would come along and answer his woke mating call? You can't tell me Bomani Jones was the first call CNN made. But I got to thinking about it, and it all started to make sense. The morning show on CNN is hosted by 3 complete dumbasses when it comes to sports. You have Poppy Harlow, who contributes absolutely nothing, Caitlin Collins, who specializes in stupidity, and then you have America's favorite fruit, Donnie Lemon. Donnie doesn't like football. He prefers sports like swimming, where all participants are forced to take their shirts off. Although, I will continue to give Don Lemon credit. At least he was smart enough last week to understand why male athletes make significantly more money than dump divers in the WNBA. But even with that being the case, this trio on CNN knows next to nothing about sports. So, it makes complete sense why they would invite Bomani Jones. Just like the hot girl hanging out with the ugly ducklings to make herself look better, the trio of dumbasses invite on a stupid fuck to make themselves look smarter. Now, all kidding aside, I have always said Bomani Jones is a smart dude. But when it comes to anything involving race or anything involving black people, Bomani Jones cannot see the light through the dark tunnel of mythical racism. He agreed to appear on CNN this morning to promote season 2 of his highly produced dump on HBO. Basically, Bomani Jones went on the lowest rated morning show to convince the handful of viewers to watch his show, which doesn't qualify to be the lowest rated in any category because ratings are so low they can't be calculated. They were talking about Deion Sanders. In the span of 2 minutes, Bomani Jones kind of praised Deion Sanders for his work at Jackson State. He claimed he understood why he left for Colorado. Then he criticized Deion Sanders for doing so. It was classic woke doublespeak. And it was made better because at one point, Bomani Jones claimed Deion Sanders can't have it both ways, while he is literally making opposite points, trying to have it both ways himself. Watch for yourself.
You can't have this both ways. I don't judge him for taking the job at Colorado. They probably increased his salary by something like 15 times, right? I totally get that. It all makes sense. But what he did was something that college coaches do all the time, which is you have to sell people 4-year, 10-year plans when your plan is always 1 year at a time. That's the only way that you could really pull that off. And so he came in and he sold a long-term vision for what was going on at Jackson State, but his goals and ambitions were always to be a Power Five head coach. My take has always been he went to Jackson State primarily because he wanted to be a head coach, but didn't want to ever be anybody's assistant coach. So he had to find somebody that would give him a job and make him a head coach, and so he could have that on his resume, and then he could take that to try to get the job that he actually wanted. Jackson State was the place that could do it, and he did a lot of good work while he was at Jackson State. But all the bigger, grandiose notions of what he was doing for somebody else, no, it was what it always is. He did it for Deion, and that's fine if you don't tell us that you're trying to do this for somebody else.
Monizan, what would you have him do? What would you have the man do?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have come in the first place and said that God sent me here to fix HBCUs, and God decided that in the middle of it you were supposed to leave? Right? I mean, like, the thing I've said is maybe God wants 10% of 5 mil and not 10% of 375. If God can do math, I can understand why it is. He sold a dream and then walked out on the dream. People have the right to be critical of that. I also would have taken the job that he took at Colorado, right? It's not a judgment of the fact that he took the job, but this is not in line with what he told us for all these years.
Okay, so he claims to not judge Deion Sanders, then proceeds to judge Deion Sanders. First of all, Deion Sanders did not do anything wrong. This man sacrificed 3 years of his life by accepting pennies to be the head coach at Jackson State. He could have taken a higher profile job. Now, I'm not saying Deion Sanders could walk into Columbus, Ohio with no coaching experience and become the next head coach at Ohio State. But if he wanted to get head coaching experience at a D1 program like Prairie View A&M, North Carolina State, Deion Sanders could have done that. Small, irrelevant D1 programs, they would have welcomed him with open arms for the exposure alone. Deion Sanders chose an HBCU because he wanted to bring exposure and prestige to the program as well as the conference. Was he also doing it for himself, his own benefit? Of course he was! Ain't nothing free in this world. Deion Sanders needed the coaching experience to get to the next level. But that doesn't mean he couldn't benefit others along the way. Bomani Jones criticized Deion Sanders for selling a long-term vision, then leaving in the middle of the process. Oh, those poor black kids, they are now left to fend for themselves. They committed to Jackson State because of Deion. Now they're stuck there. Bullshit? Clearly, Bomani Jones has never heard of the transfer portal. I guess he's been blinded by the millions of dollars in dual-purpose woke welfare ESPN continues to pay him. This not only atones for ESPN's white privilege, it also serves as a form of reparations for Bomani Jones' dreams of once being enslaved. College football players, though, they are no longer required to sit out a season if they decide to transfer. A kid can be sitting on the bench at Arizona State and be the starting quarterback at Auburn the following year. Bomani Jones is pretending like Deion Sanders turned his back on HBCUs and these kids. Now, mark my words. I want you to write down the timestamp of this video. Remember what I'm about to say. In 3 to 5 years, when Deion Sanders leaves Colorado for a powerhouse program, the media and Bomani Jones will celebrate him. Let's say in 5 years, he replaces Nick Saban at Alabama once Saban finally decides to retire. What will Bomani Jones or the media reaction be? This is revolutionary! This is a sign of progress! Deion Sanders becomes the first black head coach at the University of Alabama! Diversity, equity, inclusion, oh my! If Deion Sanders was leaving shitfuck A&M for Colorado, this would be a non-issue. If he was leaving Sam Houston State for Colorado, non-issue. The only reason people like Bomani Jones are in their beta male feelings is because Deion Sanders left an HBCU. Deion Sanders gave Jackson State 3 years, 2 conference championships, He donated half his low-ass salary to help them improve the facilities. This man literally built a palace in the middle of a dump. Have you ever been to Jackson, Mississippi? That place is a third world country. There are people living in the jungles of Ethiopia, living in more luxury than people in Jackson, Mississippi. Deion Sanders turned a dump into a palace, and instead of giving him the appreciation he deserves, you want to give him shit about it? You want to call him a sellout? This is what I don't understand about these public figures that call themselves Black voices. These people like Bomani Jones who claim to speak for the Black community. There is this mindset that you are owed something. Because Deion Sanders is a Black man, he owes you something. He owes HBCUs. Deion Sanders doesn't owe you a damn thing. Here's another thing I don't understand, and this is also something Bomani Jones constantly complains about. What is the number one complaint in the mainstream media when it comes to Power 5 conferences and the NFL? The number one complaint? Lack of Black head coaches. There are no Black head coaches in the SEC. If I remember correctly, there's only three, maybe four Black head coaches across all Power 5 conferences. They are constantly complaining about lack of opportunity, lack of diversity. Here we have a Power 5 program giving a job to a Black head coach, and instead of Black public figures being happy for him, happy for this progress in diversity, they fucking criticize him for it. There's just no way to win with these people. They always have to have something to complain about. Bomani Jones, he knew exactly what he was doing this morning. He knew if he praised Deion Sanders, it would not generate one single headline. But if he insinuated Deion Sanders was a sellout, he knew it would spark debate, which it did. And he's hoping people will be interested enough to watch his show on HBO, which they won't. I don't understand how Bomani Jones is still on television. Let me give you a brief reminder as to why Bomani Jones remains undefeated in the category of huge embarrassing failure. Lowest rated ESPN radio show of all time. His radio show sucked so bad, ESPN lost almost 100 affiliates. They tried him twice on television, record low ratings. They had him fill in several times on PTI. Highest rated show on the network, PTI. When Bomani Jones filled in, record low ratings. His show on HBO, record low ratings. Yet for some reason, HBO renewed him for a second season. And back in October, ESPN extended his woke welfare. I know some of you think I'm kidding when I talk about woke welfare. I am not kidding. Bomani Jones is a prime example of what I'm talking about. But give me your thoughts. Bomani Jones uses Deion Sanders in a desperate cry for attention. Is Deion Sanders only being criticized because he left an HBCU? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.